Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle, teaming up with the Washington State Council of Firefighters again this year, and you Rockaholics are just delivering big. I appreciate it, because you know we want to put 1,000 new coats on kids that need them this holiday season. And, man, all it takes is $34. That's it. $34 puts a brand new American-made coat on a kid that needs it as it's getting colder around here. You know this.
I want to give a shout-out to Tony, who donated a bunch of money to the cause. And he wrote a nice comment saying, I've worked hard my whole life to be in a position to be able to help and still have been humbled by the help of random strangers when I've needed it. I think if everyone helped out once in a while, we would all be better off. I grew up poor, and there have been small acts of kindness and help that have made a huge impact on me and my family. So thank you, Tony, for donating what looks like more than just a few jackets he's helping out with.
And that's all it takes. Look, I mean, there's a lot of good causes out there. You can't give to all of them. I understand that. But like Tony says, if you just do something, you just never know how it affects somebody's life. Steve and I have seen video of these kids when the firefighters drop off the coats. And
it's awesome.
I'm blown away. It's just a coat, and it looks like you gave this kid the world. So I'm so stoked that all it takes is $34 to do it. If you don't have the full $34, no problem. Any donation helps keep these kids warm. It all goes to kids in the Pacific Northwest.
We have a goal of $34,000 raised, because I'll put 1,000 new coats on these kids, and we're over 12,000 now.
Yeah.
So let's keep it going, everybody. This is really incredible.
And if you don't have cash, look, I understand, but share it on your social networks. Some of your friends might be able to donate. You want more info? You want to donate? Go to KISW.com.
Let's play B-Migs.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
Him instead, because it's Wackin' Wednesday.
Wackin'.
Yeah.
Let me see everybody do their Mr. Wacky then.
All right.
Oh, even BJ getting with the wavies there.
I gotta do the wacky dance, buddy.
Yeah, the wacky wavy dance.
Whack it.
Let's get to our contestant today. We've got Eric and Monroe. Eric, are you there, sir?
Yes.
Excellent.
Whack it.
Let's whack it.
Whack it.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Eric will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Eric, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Which infamous figure skater got her own movie in 2017?
Tanya Harding.
Yes, Turbot and Haddock are both types of what creature?
Pass.
If you were born in July of 1956, how old would you be today?
1956, pass.
In which 1975 film did Richard Dreyfuss hunt a shark?
Jaws.
Yes. In what year of the late 90s did SpongeBob SquarePants first air?
99.
The Niagara Falls empties into which Great Lake?
Lake Superior.
No.
Huron.
No.
Erie.
No. What Italian chicken dish's name means hunter's chicken?
Cacciatore.
Yes. The male of what species of animal can be called a drake?
A duck.
Yes. What did the Manhattan Project set out to develop?
Nuclear bomb.
Yes. What are the 3 colors of the flag of Russia?
Oh, man. Blue, red, and white.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, wow. 5, 6, 7. Correct. Hey, sometimes those guesses will get you there.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking of the other flag, but that's no longer.
Oh, that's not it anymore. Nope.
No.
That'd only be 2.
Yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm. But it's not.
Good job, buddy.
Oh, yeah. I can count.
Steve will never get that one.
You don't think so?
If he does, man, I'll be surprised. I just don't know how, unless he was watching a particular show within a show.
Yeah. We don't know.
Yeah. I'm in the room, you guys.
Oh, hi, Steve.
Oh, sorry, Steve.
Didn't notice you. Are you ready?
I'm Ozzy Osbourne, and I'm the Prince of Darkness.
Oh, you're ready.
Which infamous figure skater got her own movie in 2017?
Tanya Harding.
Yes.
Yeah.
Turbot and Haddock are both types of what creature?
Fish.
Yes. Yeah. If you were born in July of 1956, how old would you be today?
Oh, crap.
72.
No.
82.
No.
62.
Yes. In which 1975 film did Richard Dreyfuss hunt a shark?
Jaws.
Yes. In what year of the late 90s did SpongeBob SquarePants first air?
98.
No.
97.
No.
99.
Yes.
Yeah.
What Italian chicken dish's name means hunter's chicken?
Chicken cacciatore.
Yes. The male of what species of animal can be called a drake?
Duck.
Yes. What did the Manhattan Project set out to develop?
Oh, the nuclear bomb.
Yes. What are the three colors on the flag of Russia?
Red and yellow.
No.
Wait, no, red, white, and blue.
Yes. And Steve, despite Eric saying a naughty word, you got a perfect 10 and the win.
All I do is win.
Oh, yeah, a lot of you missed that because Eric.
Yeah,
mad when Steve got one right.
Yeah, Eric has a potty mouth.
Yeah, I did. Actually, yeah.
Yeah, good luck, Eric.
Yeah,
Eric.
Wash that mouth with soap.
Thanks for coming, Eric.
I'm glad you're still able, in spite of all of that, still get a perfect 10. And yeah, he did know the red and yellow of the Russian flag.
Well, the red, white, and blue, actually.
Well, and then he figured out it was the red, white, and blue.
Well, I missed the old hammer and sickle red and yellow one from like Ivan Drago days.
Is it the hockey? Is that why you know?
100%, yes.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
I didn't even think about that either.
Yeah, I don't like the new hockey colors and uniform scheme for Russia, but I get it. It's their colors of their flag and stuff. But I love the old red.
Yeah.
And then just a CCCP.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Those were sick.
They were. Mm-hmm. They were actually really cool.
Those were great jerseys.
Sorry, buddy.
That's okay.
Yeah. It's okay, Steve. You can live in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And congratulations. You got a perfect 10.
Yeah, you get 10 right. What are you going to do?
John Stamos, you remember him.
Oh, yeah. Uncle Jesse.
Uncle Jesse, Beach Boy.
Beach Boy?
Oh, you didn't know that?
What the hell is Beach Boy?
He played with the Beach Boys for a little bit.
Oh!
Yeah, he's essentially a Beach Boy at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did the percussion.
No, I knew that.
Yeah.
I just, for some reason, I thought Beach Boy was a movie.
Oh, no. Nah.
When you remove the S, it kind of threw me off, man.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because, I mean, when I thought about that, but when you're a band called the Beach Boys, you are a Beach Boy, but you're right. You never hear them called that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was that song? Kokomo.
Jamaica. Ooh, I want to make you. Or take you.
Largo.
It's not even a real place. I got so mad about that.
Oh, really?
It's not?
No. Kokomo isn't a real place.
Damn it.
Well, I've been saving all these years to go there.
Do you remember what movie that came from?
I thought that was on the freaking Full House.
It was. That's the only reason I know about the Beach Boys.
Man. No.
He joined the Beach Boys on the Full House.
Yeah. If I'm not mistaken, I thought I'd been crazy, but it's from the movie Cocktail.
Oh, you're probably right.
Yeah, that's where it's from originally, yeah.
I don't know how many people just completely wrecked their home bar trying to be Cocktail Guy.
Oh,
flipping bottles and
yeah, I know. If you know what that's, I maybe want to go to bartending school for like half a second.
And the single was released to coincide with the release of Cocktail.
Oh, so there you go.
That's what it is. Oh, I remember because I'm a huge Beach Boys fan, so I thought, wow, it was because it was. I think it's their newest song.
Mm-hmm.
So
and you love cocktails.
I do love cocktails. Yes, I do. So, John Stamos.
Yes, sir.
He was on Busy Tonight. I don't know if you know Busy Phillips has got a show.
Yes, on the E-Network.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Oh.
Who is Busy Phillips again?
Some chick that talks about stuff.
Is she related to the Phillipses from the, like, yes. Mamas and Papas Phillips?
I believe, what was that band? About Phillips.
The Wilsons?
Wilson Phillips?
Yes. Oh, she was in that?
She was in Freaks and Geeks, if you ever saw that.
Oh. She was on Dawson's Creek.
Was she in Phillips Willips?
No, Wilson Phillips.
She was also in Cougar Town, White Chicks.
That's not answering Steve's question.
I don't know what that is.
It's a band.
Like, he's just like...
You know Wilson Phillips. If you heard their song...
They were the best.
Yeah, they were from...
What do they do?
They were from your generation when you were little. I don't know. You'll find it.
Hold on for one more day.
Yeah, she is not.
Oh,
who's that? That's Slappy Phillips?
I don't know. I just know that she's not.
Oh.
She's only like... Well, she's almost 40. So I thought maybe not. No.
And
she's White Chicks.
Kokomo is in Indiana.
Is it really?
I forgot about that. My buddy, he's a wrestler, Carl the Catch Randers. He's not from the mean streets of Kokomo, Indiana.
Wow. Yeah, there's a couple of them all around, but none of them off of the Florida Keys.
We are all over the road here. I want you to know this, by the way. Everyone's giving me info except about who the hell Busy Phillips is.
She's an actress.
She's in White Chicks.
And Freaks and Geeks.
And Dawson's Creek.
And is she related to the Phillipses from the Mamas and the Papas? Is she
Wilson
part of that
Phillips.
Family? That's the Beach Boys' daughters.
And Kokomo's in Indiana, man.
Okay, I'm done.
Wilson Phillips is Carney Wilson, Wendy Wilson, and China Phillips.
Yeah, so are China and Busy sisters.
Nah.
That's what we got to find out. That's what I want to know. Okay. Well, John Stamos, anyway, he was on Busy Phillips' show. We don't know who the hell she is.
It's a talk show.
Yeah.
On the E! Network.
Yeah. He told a very, very awkward story about providing a sample at a fertility clinic while trying to get pregnant with his wife, Caitlin.
Trying to get pregnant. We had, thing, and we had to go to a fertility place. And I went into this little room where they go in there, and they said, if you need any stimulation or whatever, there's videos, and there's this TV here. And so I said, well, all right. Turn the TV on. It's on Fuller House is on.
What?
My hand to God.
And I'm like, wasn't to God.
If I'm going to masturbate to myself, it's going to be my old self, not the new.
All right. I call complete BS on this.
Yeah, I do too.
Fuller House is not on a network channel.
Yeah.
It's on Netflix.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's and a BS story.
I know collection rooms.
Oh, do you?
I know how they work.
Oh, yeah, do you really?
Yeah, I've been to them.
Oh, have you been to them? What, are you trolling around there?
I swing by sometimes to get a nap.
Those are very comfortable couches in those rooms.
Yeah, so you're saying...
There's not a chance that Fuller House was already on the TV.
Yeah, it sounded like... I mean, you're right. And it's a Netflix show, so how would that be if you turn on a channel, there it is?
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on, John. Plus, he sounded
like Charlie. I'm on to you and your collection room stories, buddy.
He sounded like Charlie Sheen a little bit, didn't he?
He was all hopped up to talk about making love to himself.
Yeah, really.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
The Rock of Seattle. This guy posted a picture on Reddit yesterday of two small, mysterious tools that he found in his dad's toolbox. They look like screws inside of little clear tubes. And the guy asked if anybody knew what these were.
They almost look like tubes that would be in the back of an amp on a guitar.
Yeah, well, you know what? If you showed these to me, I wouldn't know what the hell these are. It shows you the kind of life I lead, apparently.
Oh, Ficky's already laughing, so clearly this is something naughty.
I know how they work.
Yeah, so, well, I know now because everybody else knew, like Vicky knows. It turns out that they're nipple toys that people use in BDSM sex play.
Nice.
Yep.
Vicky?
Yeah, so you put your nipple on the little circular thing, and then you use this part and you twist it.
It's like a corkscrew.
Basically, and it kind of makes the nipple come out harder. Almost like a pump, if you will. It's good for sensitivity.
And you know this. Okay. Now, I would find that to be painful. Vicky, do you know whether or not it is or not painful?
Well, I mean, a little bit of pain and pleasure kind of feels good, buddy.
BJ, I'm going to say it's painful. I wouldn't listen to her.
Thank you.
You don't have sensitive nipples. Girls do, and some guys do. Yeah.
But do you want your nips getting twisted?
They're not getting twisted. They're just kind of getting suctioned.
All right. Semantics.
I mean,
I don't think you're going to enjoy it.
No, you're right. No, I know I won't enjoy it.
Why are you shooting this down, Steve? This is a perfect opportunity to get something weird on BJ.
Yeah.
You think he's actually going to try it, take off his shirt, and attempt to use these at work?
I will buy them.
Not with that attitude.
No, I don't. I don't. My wife has always said, "Hey, wouldn't you like to do something in that area of the body?" And I've said, "No, it doesn't work for me."
Vanilla.
It's not vanilla if it doesn't work. How about if I stick a needle in your eye? I mean, if it doesn't feel good, you're going to do it. Now, some guys.
No, I'm just saying that you are a man of very, very basic taste.
You don't know that.
And that's okay.
You are. We've already determined that there are certain things that I do. You were very surprised to find out, so you don't know that.
Yeah. But I do them too, so it doesn't make you like me. Kinky.
Why? I don't know if I want to win this fight anyway. So
no, you really don't.
Yeah.
It's a dumb fight.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I already tapped out.
Yeah, I'm tapping out too, Steve. And I don't ever tap out. But here's the thing, man. You know, if you're into anything, you know, especially when you have kids getting older, you don't want them to know what you're into because they don't want to know. And you don't want them to know that. So nobody wins when you find your nipple toys.
Okay, so this person found this out because.
Dad's toolbox.
But he didn't ask Dad, so he hasn't told Dad that he saw these tools.
No, he hasn't. And And
he went on the internet to find this out, which I think is hilarious.
Yeah, I think it is interesting. I wonder if he had a suspicion, like, I don't know what the hell these are. I better go ask, because he maybe, you know, he knew they weren't tools.
It's just the Reddit world that we live in now. It's like, let me just throw this up there, see what kind of response I get. And apparently he got a crap ton of response from people that knew, like Vicky, exactly what these are for. But do you now go to Dad and say, hey, Dad, I found these. What are they?
No,
just to see.
I put them back.
Oh, part of me would...
I don't want to have that.
Part of me wants to test the creative muscles on my dad's head.
Oh, I see. That would be fun.
Be like, yo, Dad, these are in the toolbox. What are these for? And see what he says.
Could you keep a straight face? Because my dad would know if I knew something that I, you know, like try to play dumb. My dad always knew.
Yeah.
And the look on his face, if he knew that I knew, which means, oh, so you're trying to be a jerk now, are you? I wouldn't want to live with that, because my dad was scary when he was pissed at me.
Yeah, my poker face is questionable, but I still want to do it.
Yeah, you do. Because you know what? You're that guy, man. You'll just go in and watch the world burn, even if it's your world.
Hey, Mom.
Yeah.
Do you know what these tools are in Dad's toolbox?
Oh, God.
Are they for wine?
And you can get this on Amazon, apparently. Amazon has a great listing.
Bro, you can get anything on Amazon.
Yeah, so yeah, you can.
You don't want to see my private wish list.
No, I don't, actually.
Okay, we didn't even ask to know if you had a private bad wish list. And now
you do. You're welcome.
Powerful suction, which increases pleasurable breast arousal. Well, that's kind of what Vicky said, but not as fancy.
Yes.
Yeah. The description also notes that they are, quote, discreet.
I wonder how powerful the damn suction is, man. Because I think I might need that for my phone holder in my car. Yeah. That damn suction cup on that thing constantly.
Can you testify if it's powerful enough to hold Steve's phone?
Well, I don't know. How heavy is your phone? I think maybe if you do
it's
both
not
of
that
them.
Much. It's just stupid thing always falls apart in the car.
Yeah.
I think if you use both, you have to use both the nipple thingies.
Okay. And then I just kind of like place it there.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know if I, again, I'm not learning too much.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
So a guy asks the internet about a mysterious tool in his dad's toolbox and finds out that they are used for BDSM. Based on this, we want to know, what odd thing did you learn about one of your parents? 206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999.
I like, I'm reading on the Reddit thread about all this, and one person says maybe he was using them to remove splinters.
Oh, yeah, that's it. I'd have to try that. I didn't know that might be handy.
This guy says, I dabble in woodworking. He wasn't even trying to be funny. He's like, I sometimes get splinters that are really hard to get out. It involves a lot of cutting into myself to remove. Something like this might draw it out more easily.
Ooh. Vicky, would you try that out for us sometime?
Yeah, totally.
Okay.
I'm sure that's why she has them, actually.
Yes,
she gets a lot of splinters.
Yeah, that's what it is.
She's full of splinters.
Yeah. Yeah. Just working around all that wood, I think, is the problem for Vicky, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, dear.
All righty. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
One person says, I know how this feels. I moved my dad into a senior center a year ago. Going through his storage, I found his dong pump.
Oh!
And rings.
Oh!
And G-strings.
Oh!
Wow.
Wow, nice.
The trifecta.
Yeah, I hope I've cleared everything out. I've been like clearing a lot of stuff out of my house because I just feel I'm getting to the age and I just don't want my kids to find anything. I hope I've cleared everything out.
That's why I have a designated person to come do that. I have a couple people in my life, they know, go get the trunk by my bed and dispose of it. Just throw it all away.
I'm willing to be that person.
Okay. It's the big, big trunk that's next to my bed.
So I have to just swoop in there as fast as possible, like, and be Mom, yeah. Dad, do not touch that. Dad, can I get one of your fruit snacks? Awesome.
Thank you.
And then move on.
You're going to need probably some help. It's a big trunk.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
If I can lift it, he can lift it. I mean, it's a little cumbersome.
You're going to need a forklift.
You got this.
I mean, think about it. You know, it's Vicky and all of her stuff.
Oh, this texter says, when I was young, I was snooping through my parents' dresser and found nipple nibbler. I never snooped again and never asked about it.
Nipple nibbler.
Wait, it's like that chapsticky thing that like makes your nipples tingle.
Are you asking me? Like,
no,
I have one?
Yeah, BJ, no, Sarah tell has us. Them.
Oh, no.
Don't bring my daughter into this.
This is let's learn something new about your daughter.
It's good for chapstick, too.
It's tingle balm.
I actually have some in my bag.
Yeah.
Nipple nibbler?
I thought Tingle Bomb was an indie band from North Carolina.
Well, it's nipple nibbler, but you can also put it on your lips as chapstick, and it's sparkly and it tingles.
Is that lip plumper stuff?
Yeah, and it makes your lips plumper. Yeah, you can kind of put it anywhere to numb it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what I want to know.
And make it taste good.
Thank you, daughter.
It's chapstick. Calm down.
While your daughter's in the room, we should ask her what's something interesting you learned about your parents.
You know, I have learned a lot of odd things about them. One of the oddest, definitely, thank you guys for always bringing it up.
Uh-oh, the anteater.
Your anteater.
Yes.
That is something... I never wanted to know.
I never wanted you to know that either. Thank you, Steve, and every other jerk on this show.
Oh, just to
you're
think
the one
about
who admitted
it.
To it.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I admit to friends that if they, for, I don't know why it ever came out, but it was not something I said. So now that I've told you, Steve, make sure you tell my daughter.
No, you talked about it on the air.
Yeah.
I've talked about it long before they were here.
Well, I forget sometimes they work.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, that's definitely something. Oh.
Sarah, let's just drop the subject. You don't got to bring it up or know anything. Just wipe it from your brain.
Yeah, and then the one other one is when I was having a nice dinner party a few years ago with my boyfriend at the time, and we wanted some nice candles. So I thought I was bringing out candle holders, and one of the holders was glass, and he was a little older, and I guess a little more experienced, and was like, that's not a candle holder. That's something you do.
A plug.
Yeah, that's then it was never used. Your mother is just just nuts.
So because it wasn't used, would you put it with your fine china?
She thought it was beautiful piece. She thought it was a nice piece of artwork, and I'm like, honey, you can't just put that next to other pieces of artwork.
Truly?
Say, don't kink shame her. It's nice. Just because you're vanilla doesn't mean she can't like the art that is these toys.
Well, not if you
Vicky, it's a little weird if somebody puts on display a sex toy. It's not about kink shaming, it's nothing along those lines. It's odd that somebody puts a plug up against like their fine dishes.
Why not?
But you're not like using spotlight on.
Oh my god, I would if I live when I have my own house. I totally have a cabinet. I'm doing it.
Yeah, see, I not everybody is like agreeing with that kind of art display, and you need to warn people coming over. And my wife is just
You put that in the basement.
Yeah, and so she put it in the drawer where everybody could find it. She's just a genius. Because I was going to get rid of it. She goes, "Oh no, I want to keep this." I'm like, "All right," I gave it to her. Didn't know she would just put it in the dining room drawer.
See, mine was an odd. It wasn't odd at first. It was awesome, and I was always quick to brag about it because it was so cool. And then it blew up in my face. Was when I found out that my mom dated Marv Albert.
Oh, I love that story.
Yeah,
I
did. Yeah, because she worked in radio, like not in, like on air, but she worked at a radio station, NBC in New York. And this was when Marv Albert first started. Back in those days, they were co-workers.
Yes!
Took her out on one date, and I remember growing up, Marv Albert was a legend. I, as a kid, and still am, a huge fan of sports, and it was like him and a few other guys that were big. Big sports guys like George Michael and the Sports Machine.
Oh, yeah. And Marv Albert went on to national fame.
Right. So Marv was the guy. And when I found that, I was like, that's so cool, Mom. And I would tell everyone, my mom once dated Marv Albert.
Yes.
And then news hit that he was into things that.
The kinky things.
Wearing women's underwear and biting women and sex acts.
Basically, Vicky's dream guy. Yep.
So then that all came back to me. Like,
oh,
hey.
It came back all right, Steve, because I am your father.
Hey, well, did your mom do that with Marv? Hey, do
whatever. Yeah, right. Like,
she went on one date. I don't know. So then I had to call my mom.
Yes.
And it was like, right. And it's like, hey, Mom. So then Marv out was like, Steven, I went on one date with him. None of this stuff. I don't even believe it.
That's the story she tells, Steven.
Thanks, Marv. I'm glad that you're here to confirm or deny my stories.
Have you realized that your creepiness comes from your father, Marv Albert?
Yes. Thanks, Marv.
No problem. Glad I can help out, son.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How much does bankruptcy cost?
Usually with my office, we do a flat fee that includes all your court costs, filing fees, credit counseling, credit reports, and one cost. In Chapter 13 cases, that usually starts at about $900. With Chapter 7 cases, the total cost, including all your court costs, attorney fees, is usually about $1,500. We offer payment plans on Chapter 7, so you can start a file with my office for as little as $200. You can send your creditor calls to us. We'll take your creditor calls while you gather up your information and make payments on the rest of the fees. With Chapter 13 cases, we can make payment arrangements in most cases as well and get your case filed even sooner in a Chapter 13 case because of the reorganization aspect to it.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.